feel that God may be calling me to be a little transparent this morning with everyone, and I'm not sure why, but with your permission, I'll move ahead, because maybe this will be helpful for someone else here. But we feel like God has been calling us to this fellowship for quite some time, a long time before we actually showed up. And we really didn't know why, no specific reason to leave where we were or to come here, but just a calling. And so we showed up, and we've been here for a year and a half or so, and we've been talking about membership, but we've never been members anywhere, ever, in our lives. Have we ever been in a church that's required membership? So some people said, oh, it's no big deal. And some days I think, oh, it's no big deal. And other days I would be, oh, I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. And so somewhat recently, we really felt like we should move ahead with that. And then we decided to. And I was vacillating back and forth in my mind, in my intellect, as to why maybe we shouldn't do that. What about this or what about that? And my husband listened to me for a while and allowed that for a while. And then he said, we're doing this. I'm the leader of our home, and we know this is what we're called to do, and we're going to walk in obedience, and we're going to do this. Even though we might not know what it'll bring, we don't have to know everything. We don't have to know how or why. We're going to do this. I said, okay. So this morning, I was feeling nervous, which, and I'm not afraid to get up in front of people, so I knew it wasn't that, but I was feeling really nervous, and I suddenly thought, I feel like I'm getting married or something.
That's accurate.
And he said, you are. You're getting married.
It is
a commitment. It's not just a commitment, an individual commitment of yours. It's a public commitment to those around you, an opportunity to walk in love, an opportunity to be accountable to people and have people be accountable to you. And the scary part is you're going to be required to give of yourself just like you do in your marriage. And decisions that I make, some decisions are no longer going to just be about me. They're going to be, is it in the best interest of this body of group, this body of people that I'm committing myself to? And so I just got a full release after that. That yes, we walk in obedience because God wants to bring us somewhere that we don't really know what that is or where that is, and we don't have to know everything, but the important thing is to walk in obedience, and he will honor that, and I'm very excited. I love everyone, and we've really enjoyed the time that we have had here thus far, and looking forward to what that commitment means, so... Thank you.
Well, I can't really top that, I don't think.
At the end, we're actually going to vote to see whose was better.
Oh, my God. So. I concede. We did have quite a few conversations about it because we've everywhere we've been, even though we were there for like 15 years, there just was no commitment. And, you know, we even sometimes you might even question the... biblicality of that, if that's a word. But really, this is an outward sign of a commitment that we made a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And we're opening ourselves up for you guys to speak into our lives. And we understand that we have a responsibility as well to speak into yours when that time comes, into covenant as brothers and sisters in the Lord.
And you've already done that.
I think we have. I mean, that's...
You've done that for me.
Well, and vice versa. So, and you know, and as we would talk to different people, you think about, you know, if you're looking for a church, I think sometimes people go about it kind of like Goldilocks did. You know, that church is just a little too hot, and this church is just a little too cold, but this church is just right. And you can't do that.
No.
I mean, you can't, because that's not what it's about. It really isn't. It's about You know, because if you find the perfect church, I told my mom this yesterday, then one of two things is going to happen. You're going to ruin it by joining it, which, or if you really do find it, just turn around, look east, and get ready to fly, because that's when we're perfected.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do feel it's just right in a way, but it's certainly, that's not the reason. It's a group of people that we're, that we feel loved by and we wanted to commit to love to. So.
If we can get the, you guys need to hold on to this. Hold on to this. Get the marriage covenant PowerPoint up there. Marriage covenant, did I say that? What did I just say? Let's take it down a few notches. Membership. That's like, hasn't quite risen to that level. All right.
Supposed to be.
There we go.
It's a sign.
Okay.
Obviously, your parts are simple. Good. Do you testify that you are a fallen sinner who has received the grace of God and repenting both of your sin and your righteousness are daily seeking to set your hope fully on God's Son, Jesus, who loved you and gave his very life for you?
I do.
Do you accept the Holy Scriptures as the very words of God, the final authority for belief and action? And by God's grace, do you dedicate yourself to follow their instruction to the best of your ability?
I do.
Will you seek to pour yourself out in love for Jesus, for his precious blood-bought church, and for the world he came to save?
By God's grace, we will.
Congregation, do you recognize the holy charge that our Lord Christ has entrusted to us to love and disciple his most precious possession, his very own people? If you wish to show that you joyfully receive these before you into membership with this congregation, please stand at this time. Yeah.
Go ahead, you can do it.
Yeah, you may now kiss your bride. We'll invite you guys back up at the end with the prayer time, and we'll pray a special prayer of blessing over you. Bobby, you got it?